Camp Show, baby.
Welcome back to a very special broadcast here. It is, of course, it's quite a controversial day. It never used to be. It's Australia Day.
Well, let's call it Survival Day.
Survival Day, Australia Day, however you know it.
Invasion Day. Yeah.
You know, it's still technically is the day that we get off as a community to celebrate whatever Australia means. Why are you laughing?
No, you said get off there for a second and you were saying
as a community.
Yeah, we thought
you were saying. It's actually a solemn day.
Yeah, we thought you were saying something a little bit rude for radio.
You know, there's a lot of different voices, and that's one of the things that makes Australia so great.
Yeah,
and
it's a melting pot.
You know, there's one thing I've always wanted to say, and that is I adore Australia.
Yeah,
you know, I'm dead set true blue, but I think we should change the date of Australia Day. Let's change it to a date that encompasses everything about our great country, our inclusiveness, our history, our friendliness, and a fair go. You know, I'll vote for May 8th.
May 8th.
Yeah, because that's funny. It's sort of clever, and that's who we are as a nation.
We're funny and we're clever,
and it takes you a while to get it.
It takes you a while to get it. It's a bit hot.
It's a thinker. May.
Yeah, mate.
Mate.
Dixie, you'd probably vote for us to change the date to 4/20.
Yep, the 20th of April was one of the great genocides happened here. It was a war battle.
Okay.
You're dead right.
Okay. I didn't know that. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no, it's actually pretty dark.
All right. Well, I'm sorry for saying that. I was just trying to make a little lighthearted joke about marijuana.
We've got someone on the line here. Mm. This guy is called Stacey. that's an interesting name, mate. What's the history of that?
Well, g'day, guys. A big, long-time listener, big fan. Love the show, love the broadcast, love your thoughts on Australia Day. Quickly would like to say I don't go by Stacey, I go by Stace.
Stace.
Just call me Stace. And,
all right, Stace. And where do you stand on all this Australia Day stuff?
You know what? I reckon as long as I get the bloody day off, I don't care what day of the week it is, but I'd prefer it if it was on a Monday. I hate Mondays.
That is very true. All right, Stace, thanks for tuning in and enjoy your day, however you do celebrate that.
Thank you. I go down to the beach and I wear an Australian flag.
All right. Well, that's enough now.
He sounded, I liked the sound of that guy.
Yeah, Stace had a bit going on there.
Yeah, I like the sound of that.
He sounded clever and funny.
Yeah, that's Australia.
That's Australia.
That's how I view Australia anyway. Clever and funny.
Now, have we got anyone else here on the line?
It seems like we do. We've got a woman from Warrnambool. Her name is Janelle, and her voice sounds like this.
G'day, guys.
Hello, Janelle. How are you, love?
Really, really good.
And what are you doing on Survival
Day
today?
Can I just say something? Just clear your throat.
Is that better?
No, that's worse. No. That's somehow rattled more.
Have you had a milk drink?
A couple.
Yeah. What have you had to drink? An oak?
Well, I had the super duper oak.
Okay.
You see, I go to the local BP for the super duper oak. Before that, I'd met up with Judy for a coffee.
Right.
But I had a cold one. You see, it's quite warm down here at the moment. So I had a cold coffee. I, of course, have my tea.
Sorry to interrupt there. Just wondering, what are you doing for Survival Day today?
Well, you see, I like to go down and watch the fireworks at night.
Mm.
And I've noticed recently that a lot of the fireworks, it's actually a Chinese invention.
Oh.
Okay.
That's wonderful, isn't it?
And so I think that's actually, who are we celebrating here? Bloody Australia or China?
That is food for thought. And I think we sort of, as a new nation, we borrow and we lend different cultural.
We're a melting pot.
And that's what makes us strong and it's what makes us great, Janelle. Oh, yeah, and coffee, they might say coffee doesn't come from Australia.
That's
and
from,
that's
Nicaragua.
Colombia.
Can you say that?
I think we might be losing Janelle. I think she's falling off the line there.
All right. Thanks, Janelle. Thanks for tuning in.
And we've got another call coming straight through. This is Chris from, doesn't say where he's from, but let's find out. Chris, how are you?
I'm good.
Where are you from?
I'm from Toowoomba.
Toowoomba. Well, I love T-Bar.
And my name, my full name's Crispin.
Mm-hmm. Like Crispin Glover, the actor.
Yeah.
Okay. And so what are you doing today for Australia Day? Survival Day.
For Survival Day, I'm actually kind of rallying my friends and we're having a mini protest here.
Mm-hmm.
It's just sort of, First Nations to the front. We've got a big flag. We've got slogans on our shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We've got a friend. He's not Aboriginal. He's Indian, but he... Ooh. You know, he's a really good friend, and so without him, it'd just be a bunch of us.
But you're not getting him to.
No. But
he's not playing the didgeridoo.
No.
Or anything,
well, he can.
Okay. Well, maybe he shouldn't though.
Yeah.
I know he can with the circular breathing and all that. It's but maybe he shouldn't be.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's not appropriation. It's a celebration. So we're celebrating First Nations. We're down here. We're going up against the sort of bogans. And we're really proud of ourselves.
And just to check, no First Nations people in your group of friends, just one Indian fellow.
Just one Indian guy, Harish. But he's really for the cause. And
how did you meet Harish?
Harish works at IGA.
Mm-hmm. Independent Grocers of Australia, one of our big sponsors on this show.
Yeah, he owns it. It's Harish's IGA.
Okay.
He's a bit of a local legend.
Right.
Someone we all respect and look up to. So he's sort of got that ability to just morph into whatever he
needs. No, that doesn't sound right. I'll stop you there because that doesn't sound right.
Well, when he was younger, he kind of used to like be into rap and stuff and like... He just kind of, he's really just one of those guys. He's fun and he just picks up where everyone leaves off.
I just feel like you're not making him dress in a certain way and do a smoking ceremony or anything.
No.
You sounded unsure there.
Well, you know, I'm just saying we're all celebrating or doing our own thing. And I think that's what's great about your show is that you kind of give voices to everyone, except Aboriginal people. But yeah, like no offense, but just...
Just Harish.
Just, Harish.
Case. Yeah. Well, I guess we are a melting pot, so thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
And, geez, that was I didn't like the sound of that.
Well, it's interesting hearing what's going on across Australia, you know, people celebrating or commemorating
denigrating.
Denigrating.
Yeah. Commiserating.
Commiserating. Mm. And basically
hating.
It's a complicated
day. Menstruating.
Yeah.
All sorts of stuff happening.
Yeah.
Gyrating.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's, you know.
And that's what makes this country such a
melting pot.
Fascinating melting pot.
Yeah.
And it's a fascinating place with a brutal history. And, you know, we're looking forward to the future. And I think we're
have to look back.
We can't just look.
I keep one eye forward, the other eye pointing back. And it's painful. It's very painful to do, but that's how I do it.
Yeah. That's your excuse.
Yeah.
I always just thought you were cockeyed.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm actually one eye forward, one eye back. Okay. That's why that's my story and I'm sticking to it. Well, that's why I'm on radio and not on telly. So.
Exactly. Whereas I've got two eyes straight ahead and they don't move either side. I cannot move my eyes from side
blink
to side.
Blink it. Very blink it.
Move my neck.
Move my entire neck or body.
And we do have another call coming through, and this guy's also called Crispin.
Crispin, g'day. What are you doing? What are you up to?
Hey, I want to quickly say I'm taking umbrage with the use of the phrase melting pot because I actually was severely scolded by a melting pot about 4.5 years ago at a party.
Really? What happened?
Some mates of mine were making a fondue, a really kind of throwback 70s sort of, it's funny, we're all doing fondue and putting cheese and oils into a pot. And I I was reaching over to put some something in the cheese fondue.
Oh, mate.
And I accidentally slipped and fell head first into the thing, and it did take off every layer of skin on my head all the way down to the bone.
And where was the cutoff line? Like, are we talking neck or like halfway down the
right
chest?
Right on the neck. So if I was to wear a shirt and clothes, it would just look like a skeleton head on top of a normal body.
Skeleton, like, or was it, like, muscle exposed?
Muscle.
What was it?
Muscle, a little bit of... have you seen that Robbie Williams film clip for Rock DJ? Kind of looked like that. Uh-huh. Kind of that was the vibe that I was carrying off for a while. And I pulled it off.
Yeah, so you, no ambulance straight away. You kind of hung out at the party for a bit longer.
Well, I have FOMO. You know, I don't want to miss out. And I wanted to make sure no one was talking about me behind my back, because I was really worried people would be saying, did you guys see when Crispin's head got melted off?
So you're kind of walking around the party going like, what'd you just say, cunt?
Yeah,
like, with no hair. No,
it'd be hard too, because people are probably like, oh, you got burnt to a crisp.
Yeah, and people call me Crispy Crispin and stuff like that. No, it was actually one of the worst days of my life. But yeah, so if you guys could avoid using that phrase from now on, that would be really super good for me.
It's just a bit hard. It really is in the vernacular this day. And
do you have any other suggestions?
How about a big bowl of M&Ms? All different colours and all different
types. What, you're talking about crispy peanut?
Don't say crispy, because that reminds me. Again, reminds me
of your name.
Yeah, of my name and of the incident.
Oh, mate, you know, I think one of the great things about this country is we don't have to put our own victimhood onto anything. And so that might have happened to you, but when I say melting pot, it's certainly not a dig at you, mate.
Well, it will be from now on, mate.
I mean, I will be thinking of you often when I say it, but it's not, you know, you don't go around looking for things like this to be upset about, Crispin. You've got your own set of worries and you've got a big skeleton head and and I think that's enough for you to worry about. You don't be worrying about me saying melting pot on the radio, all right?
Some of the flesh has started to grow back in bits
and
pieces.
Oh, well, that is an Australia Day hero. that is one heck of a story, mate, and we're proud of you here. And we got to keep going with the show, so bye.
See you, Crispin. Far out.
Guys, there's a lot happening out there.
Yeah.
Busy day.
Interesting callers. Yeah. Really interesting.
You know, it does, these days we... Oh, I know. You know, I had an Aboriginal mate. You know that. Oh, yeah, I like to bring that up as a guy on this radio show. I like to talk about that every now and then, just make sure everyone knows I'm on the right side. And
do you have anything in particular you want to say?
No, I'm just saying we've got lots of things like that to say. And you know, and I've got, but it's just this nation, you know, and you think about Captain Cook and La Perouse, you know. I mean, imagine what that guy went through.
Who's that?
Now, he was a French sailor, and he got here just a few moments after Captain Cook.
Brutal.
So you know what? You know, that often happens with movies. Two similar movies get made at the same time.
Deep Impact and Armageddon.
Absolutely.
Dante's Peak and Volcano.
There's many such.
Yeah,
many such. So, you know, think about
everything,
him.
Everything Everywhere All at Once and Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
All the MCU stuff.
It's all happening.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's just a guy who had that happen to him, but IRL.
He rocked up and went,
oh.
Sacre bleu.
Who's this man? G'day, mate. The name's Captain Cook.
What about this for a character? Captain Cock. And
I don't think we can say that on the radio. But
forgot myself. I'm having a beer, which is Australian.
But
there was that character,
if there was a character,
if you were allowed to say it on the radio,
called Captain Cock.
Captain Cock.
What would he sound like?
Ooh, yummy.
Oh, okay. It's not what I was expecting.
Every time he gets excited, he has to suck his own cock. Captain Cock arrived on the shores of Australia, he got so excited, he started sucking his own dick.
A few people have done that.
Yeah.
In history, yeah. I've sucked their own dicks. I've seen a few videos.
Yeah, yeah.
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 Columbus. Yeah. a lot of the great Portuguese explorers.
Yeah. The Mayans actually were the first community to pioneer doing. They were doing it thousands of years before anyone else. The
Mayans were the self-suck kings.
And I heard that ancient aliens actually came down to Earth and taught the Egyptians how to self-suck.
Really?
Yeah, I watched a documentary
in between
about that,
building the pyramid.
Yeah.
That was a little break.
Yeah.
Just on smoko. Yeah. Fellas, like, hey, check this out.
Watch this. It's good.
It's sick.
Free.
It's sick. But the problem you'll end up having with it, you see, Egyptian friends, is eventually you'll be like, hang on, does this feel more like I'm getting my dick sucked or more like I'm sucking a dick?
Yeah. Yes.
And you've got to just do it again to figure it out. And again.
And it's a perfect metaphor for life. You know, you giveth, you taketh. Mm. Sometimes you're not happy. Sometimes you're not sad. Sometimes you're just sucking your own dick and kind of in that flow.
You're in that nebulous space between giving and receiving pleasure.
It's a circle of life. But it never ends.
You'll realize that it's actually, you know, it might feel like you're giving one day and taking the next, but at the end of the day, it's all just the same guy, you know? It's like we're all just one guy.
That's the problem.
I could never do it.
I could never do it. I could never suck my own dick every day for the rest of my life.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy to me.
We have to imagine that Sisyphus enjoyed sucking his own dick every day.
Yes. Mm. God, I mean, there but for the grace of God, go I, you know?
And
so doesn't really make sense in this context.
Wrapping up and
so we're talking about Australia Day.
So talking about Australia Day and however you're celebrating, think tip back a beer, tip back a hot cup of soup, or tip back your cock up and suck it down.
suck down the chowder within. Yeah. Let's go to our cooking segment, actually. Speaking of Australia Day, Survival Day, we have a lot of great snack ideas out here, and we're joined today by a wonderful chef, Crispin. Very common name.
Yes.
I'm not never really noticed how common it is. Well, thank you for joining us.
Honestly a pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
Now when we think about Australia Day, we think cookies.
Why is your voice going high? Your voice is going really high and shrill.
I have a borderline personality disorder.
Okay.
So I can inhabit many different people and it feels true to me.
Okay. All right. So back where you were.
Yep. So what were you? We think about Anzac cookies. We think about a sausage and bread. We think
Vegemite
about
on toast for me.
Vegemite on toast. What else have we
got?
Meat pie.
Covered in lashings of tomato
We've
sauce.
We've got lamingtons.
Yeah,
and
pavlova.
Yes.
I'm a pavlova lover.
So what are you cooking up today?
Well, you know, on this day of days, it's important to remember that, you know, we have such an abundant amount of resources here in Australia, and it's good to have that reflected on the table.
Okay.
You know, from the oil, the crude, the coal that we have, the sand, the sandstone. You know, and I want all of these things represented in what I'm doing.
Sand in your food? Yeah. It sounds like having a barbecue on the beach. We are losing it at the moment. Sorry about that little joke.
No, it's fine.
About that little joke. You were saying something about sandstone.
Yeah, I think I was. Anyway, I'm going to be getting out the Donna Hay books and just kind of doing whatever the fuck.
Yeah. What's your favourite go-to dish for a backyard barbie?
And don't say pussy.
Well, it's funny you say that because I like to get the family around, you know, uncles, aunties, obviously all my nephews and nieces, my darling mother will be there, you know, and I just like to get them to gather around and watch me self-suck.
Whoa, okay.
So what do you mean mean by that?
Interesting that's come up because we've been talking about it a little bit earlier on the show.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a survival day tradition passed down generation to generation. You know, a lot of people say it came here from the Egyptians.
I heard ancient aliens.
Yeah. And
they love to guzzle.
You know, each one teach one. I want the all those little ones in my family, the next generation, to know that, you know, they can just get down in front of anyone, however they like. Mm. And then, yeah, like I said, maybe some stuff out of the Donna Hay book, whatever. But I make them watch.
Like a fresh summer salad.
Like a little chimichurri on the side, a little crudé, and then suck a penis of your own. Maybe.
And is that to completion? Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, big time. Yeah. And I'll make sure that I haven't come for weeks beforehand. So there's lots going
there's
on.
There's oodles and oodles of fun.
And I have a question as a feminist. Can women partake in this dish? Can they eat their own
pussies?
Is that something that's possible or is it simply too far to reach?
Well, I think, you know, a lot like the gap in sports, men and women.
Gap, and the cliff that the people gap, throw themselves on.
People, KMS and the gap, the clothing store. It's the only way we close the gap between men and women there is by more women standing up and saying, I'm going to have a crack.
Or squatting down because it might be easier to do it that way.
Yeah. How would you?
Well, how would you?
How would I? I don't know, but it's definitely something I'm going to try out later.
I tell you one. Well, she's so lazy, she'd probably eat it with a bloody spoon.
Oh, don't.
I'm losing it.
Oh, yeah. Stop it. This is your favourite day of the year, isn't it?
It is. Everyone in my life knows it. I'm a nut for this day. I go absolutely gaga for it every single
nutty,
year.
Just nutty.
Yeah.
Now we've got one more guy on the line. We'd like to talk to him. Now this guy actually attended one of the famous Cronulla riots. What's your name there, sir? What was it?
Crispin. Hey, it's me again with the skeleton head. Yes,
No.
Yes.
Okay. You got along to the riots, did you?
Well, I tried to go. I freaked everyone out down there.
Yeah, they didn't know what side you were fighting
on. This is mere days after the event that we all know about where I burnt my head to a crisp.
Oh, God, fresh from the burn. Yeah.
So, I freaked everyone out. They thought.
And who were you fighting for down there?
I was fighting for the right to party.
Right, you
know?
Right.
And I'm guessing, you know, there was like obviously a lot of cultures represented and stuff. How would you describe the vibe down there? Was it a bit of like a, I don't know, melting pot?
I'd say it was like a big bowl filled with M&M's or jelly beans. If you've ever seen Rove Live by Rove McManus, he often had a big bowl of jelly beans for the guests. That's how I describe it. Different colours, different shapes, different sizes, different creeds and flavours.
Yeah. How wonderful. And how did you find out about it? How did you go with a bunch of mates or?
I was honestly just walking, just minding my own P's and Q's, doing a bit of shopping and I saw a big gathering. I said, what's this?
Right.
A Foo Fighters concert or something. What's going on?
Yeah.
And I popped down, saw a bunch of my mates there. I said, guys, what? I was texting you all about maybe coming around for a barbecue. And they said, we had something on.
Right. Yeah. So you've been left out.
I've been left out of the riots.
Wow.
Yeah. And it really, really fucked me up. It stung more than... scalding hot cheese from the fondue thing. Yeah. It really stung.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, and I hate that because that's not what Australia Day is about. Australia Day is including your friends.
Yeah.
Whether it's in a racist mob, you know, whether you're fighting for freedom or you're fighting for continued divisiveness, it's about including people in that. And it's about reaching out. And it's about saying, hey, mate, You hurt your head the other day. You did more than hurt your head, actually. You burnt it to a crisp. You burnt it to a crisp.
Don't say crisp. Don't say. I knew you were going to say it because you're funny and you go for the joke, and I get that, and I respect that, but not in this instance. It's not funny.
As we say, we like to take a joke here in Australian culture, and not that you're not Australian. It's not like I see you as some other creature or kind of devil's sort of sidekick or whatever.
Well,
I
don't, this is just reminding me of what happened down there on the beaches that day, because they were saying, well, who are you fighting for? The bloody skeletons.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I'm underneath this, I am a white man.
Right.
And they said, yeah, we can see your bones white. You've got white bones.
Right.
I said, guys.
That must have hurt.
Yeah, that hurt.
Yeah. I mean, we've all got white bones.
Mm. You know, and I think
that's the lesson.
Mm.
Exactly. You know? That's what everyone should have seen. They should have seen your white bones and thought, what are we doing, guys?
Look at this guy's. There's still fondue in this guy's white bones. Yeah. He hasn't even cleaned it out yet.
First of all, isn't that beautiful that we all have bones underneath our flesh? Secondly, let's laugh at this guy.
Why are we fighting each other?
He has cheese on his bones.
Look at this fucking idiot.
This is crazy. I'm just saying, like, that's a way that Australia can go.
Now, I know you guys like to have a laugh, but that sort of stuff's not on.
Well, do you like? What comedy do you like? Because you call up, you chastise, mate. It's just not what being an Aussie is all about, mate.
I know you guys can't see me right now, but if you could, it does look like I'm smiling and I'm laughing, but that's only because my lips haven't fully grown back
yet. And do you cry?
I wish I could cry.
What happens when you cry? Is it a scream or a wail? Or just...
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
This is what it sounds like when I cry.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like Bigfoot just got sniped.
Anyway, guys, have a good one.
All right. And we might not put you through again, mate. You've had your time. We're all about giving everyone a voice here.
Yeah, that guy's outstayed as well.
I wish someone would call up that's not white. Because I talk to lots of Indian cab drivers and all sorts of all walks of life, and they all say, I listen to your show, mate, but then no one calls up. So it seems like we've only got white listeners, but it's like, no, because I've got my mate that you know about. And
I've never met him, though.
Yeah, but we hang out all the time. And then I've got my Lebanese crew, and like, we're always
what do you guys do? Where are you hanging
cooking
out?
Meat out. When what? I have them over for dinner. Oh, nearly spilt that drink. We might move on. We might move on to another segment. But what I'm trying to say is, if you're out there and you're celebrating in a different way, if you've got your sarong on or you've got your hijab, we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. Call us up. Tell us what you're up to.
You're spiraling and you're nervous. I can tell you're nervous.
I'm not nervous. I'm not racist. I'm trying to give a voice to all Aussies. I love Australia. I love this country. I love what it can be. I think it should be May 8th. And then we could call it Mate Day. Then we could all be happy. That's what I want, mate. What do you want?
Why are you holding a knife? This is crazy. The energy's crazy.
What do you want, mate? Because I'm not racist.
Oh, well, we've got a wonderful musical guest who's about to join us to promote his new single, Donovan Frankenrider, one of the best surf rock folk musos this country, I think. Is he Aussie?
Oh, I think he is. And I saw him play at the Woodford Folk Festival. Mm. Me and my wife went, and he was remarkable.
Yeah,
he was
very
up there.
Good.
It was him and a guitar.
That's all he needs.
Nothing else. The audience was just in awe. So here he is. He's live in studio.
Donovan Frankenrider.
Here you go. Take it away, mate. May 8th. Mate, go on.
G'day, guys. Great to be here. See, a lot of people think I'm actually American, but I'm not. I'm Australian.
He's one of us.
We weren't sure what you were because we know it gets confusing because we go, okay, John Butler, he's American or Canadian.
He's actually Australian.
But he's, Australian by... Legally, he's Australian.
Australian,
like born in America.
and
then we've got Ben Harper. He's American
sure,
but he does come out here a bit.
But we've got your Xavier Rudds.
Xavier Rudds, Aussie. Mm-hmm. He lives in Byron Bay near Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Big, beautiful compound out there. Then we've got Jack Johnson. He's definitely American. He has a place in
but
Hawaii.
But he loves it here and he always comes back because that's what Australia is. It's, yes. It's an alluring place and people like it.
And I think there's another surf folk rocky dude.
G-Love and Special Sauce.
G-Love and Special Sauce. I think G-Love might be American. I don't know the nationality of Special Sauce.
I think what we can all agree on is Australians embrace their music, no matter where they've come from.
And, of course, Pete Murray as well, who is...
And sorry about that, I just kicked the cable out there, but I think we're back on.
Yeah, it was very... I wasn't expecting you to be so unprofessional, but that's okay. That's all right.
That's what being an Aussie is, mate.
Yeah.
No, you just give it a crack, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And the vibes are up, you know, Lennox Head...
Yes. So, Donovan, you surf? You spend much time in the green room?
I love it. I love it out there, man. It's just me and Mother Gaia just getting pummeled by waves, just not being able to stand up but still giving it a crack, you know, and just fucking bang, head into the fucking
getting
sand
dumped.
Again, just getting dumped over and over again on one of those blue foam boards that you learn on. It's been 8 years.
Shit.
But I love it.
That's awesome.
Sounds like you've got quite a hobby there, mate.
Do you ever do a wetty warmer where you put your wetsuit on and you piss your pants in it and warm yourself up?
Yeah. I do it even before I get the wetsuit on. Do it in the car on the way down to the beach. I'm pissing all the time. And actually, I wanted to play you guys the new single.
We're so excited to hear it.
We are just so honoured to have you in.
It's called Pissing All The Time.
All right, let's hear it. How exciting.
Yeah, dedicated to Australia.
Thanks, mate.
Great.
May 8th.
May 8th day. Let's make the change. Let's make that change.
Oh, this is classic Donovan Frankenreiter. Yeah, sorry.
It just takes me back to when the musicians are on. We just sort of try and keep that down to a minimum.
I wonder when he's going to start singing.
Fishing lines.
Oh, I love fishing.
Sorry, what'd you say? Did you start going into an ad?
No, I have a compulsion. I think it affects men over the age of 60. We just hear something and we have to say it. So won't happen again, I hope.
Sorry about that, Donovan. If you can keep playing your song, go from that last line you did about fishing lines.
I see the fishing lines. Heading out to the water, I'm pissing all the time. Even in front of my daughter, an oldest wine.
God, I love wine.
I've been drinking it all night.
Couple of glasses of wine.
I'm pissing all the time.
I can't have as much as I used to.
I know, but I have two glasses a night, and it's amazing.
It just puts you to sleep.
Yeah, it puts me right to sleep.
I'm pissing all the time.
Wow.
This is beautiful. We're so lucky here to have.
Yeah.
I can't stop drinking wine.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, he's saying wine, and I'm thinking, when can we have fun?
Yeah, I know. I might have
fun. And then I go for a drive.
Oh, I've got to take the car in for a second.
Yeah, I've got
to
wrap 4. I just remembered.
0.05 plus 0.07.
My son got in trouble for that.
I'd love to drink, drive all of the time.
Oh, no, I don't
and
like
go
that.
For
no.
a surf no. with my bottle of wine.
Drink
this
driving.
Is a weird message, isn't it?
No. I'm pissing all the time.
You can't.
Thanks, Donovan Frankenreiter.
Oh,
that's pissing all the time.
That
really
was gorgeous. You know, you've got a bit of artistic license there and you've got a stunning voice, but drink driving's not something we want to sort of
advocate. We don't like to joke
for on this
about
show,
it. We certainly like to sing about it.
No, but it's like you guys are from the city, right?
Well,
I wouldn't go that
far. We both live in the city, yeah, but we're both from semi-regional metropolitan areas.
Yeah, and we have family out there.
Yeah, well, I have family that live half an hour outside
the city. And I
know
some of the things they say.
Yeah, and they definitely wouldn't find that sort of thing interesting or funny.
It's just different rules when you're out there, you know? It's like, yeah, you just fucking have a bottle and a half of wine. It's getting to about 7:30. You just shine your headlights at the beach as the sun's just about to drop down, so it's pitch black. You're blind drunk and you just go for a surf.
It's very evocative imagery that you've just painted, and I love every single part of it, but I cannot abide by the drink driving.
We cannot endorse that on this show, mate.
Endorse it.
We just can't.
Well, then why the fuck did you have me on? You know what the song's called.
Honestly, we were thinking of, we thought you were someone else, if we're going to be honest. We thought you were one of the other ones.
We thought you were G-Love.
She thought you were G-Love. I thought you were...
Special sauce.
Yeah. I thought it was a special sauce.
Oh, man.
And every time I...
Apparently kind of like his solo stuff is really good.
Yeah. Special sauce. Solo stuff. Underrated. I mean,
their acoustic brand of funk-infused songs, you know, it's one thing.
Have you ever collaborated with them?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Do you know them?
Yeah, I've met them a couple of times. Why is this about them?
Do you know Xavier Rudd? Well,
yes,
what's
actually.
What's he like?
He loves drink driving.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I just can't
You can clip this up for the promo.
No.
Xavier Rudd loves drink driving.
I don't know about this.
Well, you know, not responsible for what he says.
Yes.
Not responsible.
Artists are temperamental and we're learning that today. They're crazy.
And that's what makes our nation so great and so strong is that we can get on the airwaves and say, drink drive or don't drink drive.
Yeah.
And both are heard
right.
And are never right.
Yeah. Both are correct.
And that's just when we're approaching these things, we need to look at it from a nuanced perspective. And we have to look at who's saying what and why
and also the level of irony that they're saying it with. Do they have a twinkle in their eye while they're talking? Is there a cheeky smirk?
Is there a cheeky
smirk?
Even
if it's an audio medium, can you tell?
Are they making fun of certain people?
Are they making fun of people that say certain things? Or are they just saying the things? You know, it's a fine line sometimes.
That's what being an Aussie is not knowing all the time.
Even within yourself.
And then you don't know and you have a friend and then one minute you're at the riots and it's like, I was just hanging out. Yeah. I didn't do anything. I didn't touch nobody. I was just there with a group of mates who I thought were like-minded. All right? I thought they were kidding.
Yeah. You're getting really worked up.
Yeah, well.
You're emotional.
I'm just saying if anyone hears anything that, you know, I didn't mean to go there. I thought we were going to holy moly. Which had just opened up its first store the year of those riots. And I just completely misheard my friend. And next minute, I'm in a fist fight on Channel 7 News and everyone hates me. So go figure. Anyway, pretty good story. So let's move on.
Story for the grandkids, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Now, thank you. Thanks once again for coming in and doing that. Gorgeous.
That was a wonderful
song. It was beautiful. Mm. We can all agree.
Mm. Mm.
Now, what else have we got?
I'm just looking at the clock. We have 8 hours left to fill on this broadcast.
Ooh.
And it's just dawning on me how hard it is to do a show.
I suppose we could do, when are the fireworks?
Fireworks are in 7 hours. So we do have a little bit of time to fill in.
Is there
I suppose we could.
Oh, there's just been a shark attack. Great.
Thank God.
Should we? I think we can get someone on the phone that's there.
Yeah, we can go live to the scene. Yeah. All right, let's patch into Chippy, who is down there on the scene. He's our funny little surf reporter fellow. It's like a Tim Bailey type. And he's sort of trying to get into normal broadcasting and hoping to make his way into being a personality like Karl Stefanovic.
Too right I am.
And here he is.
Hi, guys. How are we going?
How are you, Chip?
I'm good, guys. But, I mean, there's some stuff happening down here that is just not so good. I am down here at Coogee Beach and there has been a shark attack.
Can I say something, Chip? Your voice is too high, I think, to ever make it as a legitimate broadcaster.
What do you mean? The voice matches the body. I'm small and I'm high.
I'm just saying, like, you're perfect in this exact environment where you're the funny little...
Yep, my voice carries across a beach.
...guy that we throw to for these reports, but I can't see you. I know you've been trying to... come in here and do weekend shifts to be like a regular broadcaster on the air, and I just can't see it working out for you because your voice is too high for that.
It was a 6-meter pointer. They're chasing it in the helicopter. They're hoping to catch up with it. It's heading east. It mauled two Swedish tourists unawares of its approach. One has survived. It actually ate the genitals out of one and has left the other for dead.
And because it sounds like you've got a blocked nose at all times as well. Which
it's
is
just because I'm small. The nose presses up against the throat more than the average man.
It's just one of those sorts of things that are just never really going to quite work in the in the space of a traditional, speaker.
Well, at least I know who I am. You don't. I'm Chippy. Who are you?
And how old are you, Chip?
Chippy, how old's Chip?
Yeah, how old's Chip?
Chippy's 27, mate.
Former surfer, Chippy. Cracked, so it's cracked spinal column.
Yep.
And then trying to move into broadcasting now.
Absolutely. So it is. It is mayhem down here. People are gathering beach towels and beach umbrellas and.
And say that home. Bit again.
Beach towels and beach umbrellas. And they're
first time you said umbrellas. Did you hear that?
Umbrellas. Yeah. It's hard to get from the B to the R sometimes.
No, it's not.
For me, it is. And so there's some people who are choosing to wait it out here. We don't know what they're doing, but people are getting into cars, people are getting into Ubers, getting on their bikes, getting on different forms of transport that you might find at the beach. And there's just shockwaves going all up and down the beach, everyone sharing what they know. Basically it's just one of those dark things that sometimes happens on a summer day.
What are you hoping is the end game of your career? Like, where do you see yourself sort of ending up? Do you see yourself on a panel show or
I see myself starting
hosting morning shows or something? What do you
I
like?
Mean,
what do you want?
That's the dream, but I think that
it's a nightmare
a
for
some
of us.
A book, a segment, regular segment on TV, be it Sunrise, a small media conglomerate.
What would the book be?
Is it like a bio?
Yeah,
or,
what do you mean?
Or are you thinking more like young adult fiction?
A novel.
I'm thinking more like great places to barbecue around up and down the coast, east coast of Australia, or places to surf or stuff like that. And I'm open for anything. Chippy wants to look in anywhere and... And I think that's sort of all you need in this day and age in the media landscape is just to be there and be nice and share people's posts about you and support them and hopefully they'll look back and go, oh, who's that? And that'll be me.
You remind me of I don't know if you ever watched the NRL footy show. There was a former jockey whose name was Robbo.
Robbo,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Robbo.
Yeah. How do you know him?
Oh, just
through
just know
the
him.
small people.
Yeah, we have our ways.
Yeah, because he also had a crack at sort of doing some more serious stuff, and I think he now is currently on the he's a councillor for Newcastle. He's on the Newcastle City Council.
Oh.
And so maybe that's an avenue you
Politics.
Could look at. Politics.
I mean, yeah. Grant Denyer, another
he's not a little fellow.
Famed small man
Grant
in media.
Grant is not seen, looked kindly upon.
What do you mean?
Well, he's just not looked kindly upon. But it's hard for all of us to look kindly upon anyone because we're so short.
Do you ever feel lumped in together?
Oh, big time. Yeah. You're a big guy.
Yeah.
How do you feel? Do you feel lumped in?
With other big guys?
Yeah.
Sometimes. Hmm. This isn't about me, though, Chippy.
Well, it could be.
If you let it.
If you let it be.
I wouldn't mind being lumped in with a few other big guys.
Like who? Shaquille O'Neal?
Shaq in there. The Chief.
Harrigan.
Yeah. Mm. And the Chief, Will Sutherland, plays for the Melbourne Renegades T20 team.
People like big and small. Maybe you and I could do something.
Yeah.
Oh, like Arnie and DeVito.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or Aladdin and the Genie.
Yeah.
Yeah, what could we do?
You could do Aladdin. You could do a stage show
of
Aladdin. Have you considered getting into acting, Chippy?
Oh, what sort?
Like in movies, I could see you playing like a little chipmunk or something, a little pipsqueak.
Or maybe someone who's sort of learning more about the world as it comes at him hard and fast. I don't know about being a chipmunk. I think that's a bit silly, but
maybe like Ratatouille the musical.
Yeah, you could be a little Ratatouille. You could be Remy the rat.
Yeah, no, I think I'd like to do something probably a bit more for my community, like something
like Peter, what Peter Dinklage does, you know, he brings a bit of class and he brings a bit of, he puts spotlights, that kind of casting.
But he's really good. I mean, he's like, he's a top tier, I reckon legitimately a world class top tier, maybe even top 10 actors.
Sure, but I you don't know what I can do. For example, I hate you, but this whole call, I seem like I like you. So I have incredible acting skills.
Yeah, okay.
And you have, so.
How did you hone those? Maybe like a, did you do any like NIDA short courses or anything?
I don't feel comfortable.
Any mini,
mini
drama programs or anything like that?
No. I'm just surfing and doing this and seeing where life takes me like a leaf in the wind.
Anyway, so how's the situation on the beach down there, Chip?
When I see a leaf in the wind, I get really scared.
Why?
Because I think it's a whole roof coming at me.
Okay.
Anyway, I got to go because there's a lot happening here and I want to chat to some of the locals and see what's going on, see what the plan is here, if they're going to catch a shark and if I can be of any assistance. So if you see your local lifeguards, if you see your local police enforcement, give them a shout out. They're doing the best they can on a day like this and happy whatever you celebrate.
And, of course, you know, it wouldn't be a Chippy segment without the famous Chippy sign-off, so let's hear it, the classic catchphrase.
Chippy aye, mother flippers. I hate Chippy. He sucks.
You got caught in that character. Oh, I was worried that we weren't gonna get you back.
All right. That seems like a good point to end our radio show.
Yeah, I think so. That was that was long.
I loved that.
Yeah, that was fun to live in that for a
moment. It's so good to just not let yourself get annoyed by the media circus every fucking Australia and to just get it out in one funny thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Well,
I stay away from it.
I follow a bikie that lives in Cronulla, or ex-bikie, who's like maybe 50 or 60. And, you know, he's got a lot of mates, all walks of life, but he did a post this morning going like, I don't care what anyone says. I've got a ton of Indigenous mates, ton of Lebo mates, ton of all this. Yeah. But my family came here from Scotland. And, you know, we're building something new together. So I can say it. I've got mates that fought in the army. I can say it. Happy Australia Day. And then the next thing was him at his cafe going, and it's a great guy that he goes to the same cafe every day. He's just like, and these wogs are the ones that keep the lights on. It's like, yeah, you know what? Like,
totally.
It's just as valid as everyone else. Like, it's intense positivity.
Yeah.
Very, very abrasive.
And so much justifying.
I know.
There's a lot of mathematics going on behind saying Happy Australia Day.
I know. It's, oh, God.
Yeah, you know, you used to be able to get around it just by saying Happy Hottest 100 Day.
Yeah, I know. But then they changed the date.
Yeah, right? And everyone hates the Hottest 100 now.
Well,
is it still a thing? I mean, we're just old as well.
We're just old. Yeah, it's still a thing.
And
I forgot to fucking vote this year.
If I can employ you all.
Fine.
You gotta vote.
Dude, you gotta vote.
Shit.
I went down to Alexandria Town Hall, I lined up, and I went baddest of them all, number one.
Amy Shark.
Yeah.
Billy Eilish.
Steve Lacey. Flume.
Yeah, you got a Flume.
You know, the Frooms. Like a version and the single, yeah.
Frooms. She gets one. Everyone. I voted for everyone.
Tom Cardi.
Yes.
Just like collected works.
Yes.
Get it on there.
Tom, the guy who's all day.
Yep.
What are his last name is?
Gaynor.
Gaynor, AKA All Day.
Yep. Mallrat got in there.
Yes, Mallrat's the movie by Kevin Smith.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I voted for a few movies.
If you can vote
Clerks
for movies.
Clerks 2.
Yeah. I watched Clerks 3 last year.
The Slap. The Oscars Slap.
Yeah. The miniseries. Based on the Tim Winton book.
Yep.
The Slap last year. My God. Remember that? Jeez.
There should be an Australian version of that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, there was. The Michael Clarke.
The Michael Clarke. That's our Slap. Carlos, you cunt. That's it.
So funny to keep calling Carlos.
Yeah. It's so
funny.
And
that is so, like, that humour. Like, I remember the boys at my high school, there was a Carl, and it was like, Carlos. Like, it was the funniest thing to add os to it. It's just like that's where they are mentally still.
Yeah.
It's so embarrassing.
So good.
Yeah, I bet he feels really good about himself, Michael Clarke.
Yeah. Well, so he's fucked his ex-wife or whatever. It's awesome.
Which is nice because it's a sign of hope.
Yeah.
You're an ex, there's still hope.
If they get back together, that's huge.
Yeah. Who's laughing now? Carlos?
Yeah.
You know, she can hit me, but you can't.
God.
Hottest 100's now, and it's not happening today. It's on another day. It's very sad. So what are we, you know?
Super sad.
Super sad. Super sad, you know. Yeah. But whatever.
It really is a shocking day. Wish we could avoid it.
I know.
It's annoying.
Well, you know what the solution is, right? And no one in Australia, no matter how conservative or backward or whatever, would say no to this. Australia Day is moved to whatever arbitrary date because there's nothing really of note has happened in Australia on a day that I know of. 2 days, a day to remember and a day to look forward, much like you with your eyes.
My eyes, one goes forward and goes back.
But like,
I remember you saying this. It is actually a great idea.
All of a sudden, you're saying to these guys, all right, we're changing the date. But you get 2 public holidays now.
That would be sick.
Everyone would be so Everyone's happy. Like, that would be Thursday, Friday, leading in, or Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Mad.
Yeah, Friday, Monday.
Yes, as long as there's a 4-day weekend.
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay.
Now
but then you get the Monday as well. Because
Monday's a real chill day.
Yeah.
You have to go to work, but you don't get much done.
Yeah.
And everyone's
just like, just relax. Yeah, like, you get to watch a movie or work.
Yeah.
You get to watch boss wheels in the TV.
You get to watch Cool Runnings or something, or Sister Act or something.
And it's really fun. And
you get to watch Remember the Titans. Yeah, and everyone just puts it on.
Fall asleep up the back of the office.
Yeah.
Get in trouble from your boss for swinging on your chair.
The girls are just braiding each other's hair. That'd be good. That's a great idea.
Yeah, 2 days.
Albo should do something like that.
Yeah,
how
2 days.
How do we get the message to him?
Oh, I mean, I could just stalk him for a while.
Yeah.
You know, just be in his orbit. Remember when he first got in and Morrison was hesitant to move out of the PM's lodgings?
Yeah.
And so Albo just had to stay at his place in Marrickville, which is quite near the 17th tee off at Marrickville Golf Course, if anyone wants to get their maps out. But then all these people are like, oh, my God. Like, it's like, you know, Kanye spotting in Melbourne at the moment.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I just saw Albo at Illawarra Road Woolies. And here's a photo, or like just saw Albo walking his dog, or like pretending to hump it to make people laugh, you know. And so I think in moments like that, if he's back in Marrickville, when he feels safe, he feels weak.
Yeah.
You're not vulnerable. It's like the people of Graindler know me best, warts and all.
Yeah.
That's when you get in there.
Totally.
So you're about to tee off on the 17th and you just spot him. Oi, Albo. Two days.
That's all you have to say.
2 days. And he'll be like, what the fuck is happening in 2 days? You know, the security detail goes up, heightened awareness. And then you drop the bomb on him and go, you know what I meant by 2 days? A day to look back, a day to look forward, and also I'm going to kill your dog.
And you go, I'm just kidding about the last bit.
Yeah, I'm just kidding about the first bit. I'm going to kill your dog.
Oh, that's so...
Would you get in more trouble than normal if you killed the Prime Minister's dog?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of question's that? Well, of course.
A dog is a dog, you know.
People get in trouble... a guy, a kid fucking egged a politician in the head and nearly got shot to death.
And look at him now. He's all anti-vax.
He's anti-vax.
That's why you should not see any repercussions for anything, because otherwise you go a little crazy.
Yes. Egg Boy was a psyop. I've always said that.
Poor Egg Boy.
But yeah, of course you would. And please don't assassinate the Prime Minister's dog. Please, I'm begging you.
It would be funny to see the dog's head in a rifle, like, you know,
in the side.
Elbows holding it as if he's humping it. That's his favorite barbecue trick. He's like, look what I'm doing to the dog. To Toto. There's no place like home. And he's just clear.
Take the shot.
You've checked the wind. You've adjusted for it. Yeah, yeah.
Slightly leaning to the left.
Yeah.
I would love to be an assassin. There is a big part of me that thinks I could do it.
Really?
Yeah.
What are your main attributes that make you assassin-like?
I just
bloodlust.
Like, yeah, I like to kill.
The worst would be if you're an assassin, but then you just like had diarrhea.
Yeah.
You do.
Constantly farting. Like, oh, God. Your target can smell it on the wind.
Silent but deadly. The IBS assassin.
Yeah.
He's like, at any point, it's like, oh, I've got to get this job done, lickety split.
We are talking a matter of minutes here, folks. I'm touching cloth.
So true. They must have really good diets and stuff.
Mm. A lot of it, I imagine, is just meditation and being okay with laying in the one position, staring at the same thing for fucking 20 hours.
I mean, how many active assassins do you reckon there are in the world right now? Like on the job.
As in they're working right now?
Right now.
Well,
four?
No, I reckon we're 14 or 15.
Wow, more. Is that just in Australia?
Do you reckon this?
Well, it seems like it's bloody crazy in other countries.
There's probably
heaps.
A lot of mercenaries.
In Russia and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We haven't taken that into account. There is a war going on at the moment.
Yeah.
And there's probably
a crisis.
There's probably a few mercenaries going on out there trying to take fucking what's his name out.
Zelensky.
He's going to cop it.
Yeah, well, I mean, eventually. Because let's not get into it.
No, no.
We can't, but we will.
Oh, yeah. But
next episode is going to be the round table, the Russian round table.
Ukraine special. Why do they keep getting aid, but they're not doing anything with it?
I don't know.
What's America's role there?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I honestly don't know, guys.
Yes, you do, so just tell us.
What's with all the Ukrainians with Nazi stuff on them?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even
You do.
Know. I don't know.
So fucking fess up.
I don't know anything
Cameron,
about
I've
it.
I've seen you texting with that Ukrainian guy.
That's a different thing.
You're flying a Ukrainian flag above your home.
That's because my wife's family aren't, well, they're not Ukrainian, but they come from that area and like.
What area?
What area?
Poland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what? It's in solidarity, but it's not a stance or anything like that.
Right.
Just, yeah. So let's drop it.
It's just weird. It's just
like
weird.
Especially on Australia Day.
Totally. And we didn't even know you could speak Ukrainian.
Yeah.
I can't speak Russian, it. I just know a few phrases.
Duh.
Yeah, I know a few key phrases and orders, but that's all I know.
I know how to whisper, I need to kill this guy, I'm about to shit myself.
Yeah, I know how to say things like that.
I'm going for it.
Fuck it. I hope this guy's got a good toilet in his house.
I'd just be calling drone strikes.
I actually just finished The Americans. I've been, you know when you're so in a TV show that it like affects your life.
Yes.
And I've just
every
been...
time I watch Sopranos, that's
yeah.
how I feel.
Yeah, yeah. Sail of the Century.
The News.
The Project. I rewatch every episode of The Project.
I'm doing season two right now.
That's such a good season.
It's really good.
Peak
that
Wally.
Is where it all that's where it all clicked for me. it was just like very good, but also a lot of viewing, like every episode is 45 minutes. and there's six seasons. It's like watching The Sopranos, but yeah. I had to do it alone because Chris didn't begin with me. So you've got to find, like, I had to get up early in the morning or stay up late to catch my episodes, and it was just such a I was living in a whole other world for a few weeks there. I just was only thinking about this show, and that's exciting. Finished it today. So I'm back and I'm ready to chat.
Was it a satisfying end?
Yeah, it's a fantastic show. I urge anyone to watch it, especially, you know, if you don't know much about the Cold War, it's helps put some stuff into context for me. I've always been interested in it, but it was just interesting. Though I felt it was a little Gorbachev focused, who... Not everyone thinks he's such a great guy. But
no. I have Gorby mania, and I don't care who knows.
Gorby's
it.
For Gorby?
I'm fucking Gorbalicious. I love this guy. Very, very good man. I love the birthmark.
Yeah. I love the way he tore down the wall.
Yeah.
I love the Pizza Hut ad.
Love the Pizza Hut ad. Yeah. That's a great ad. No comment from Becco.
Nicht. Nicht. All right. Well, I think that was a great episode, guys. I think it was creative.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all shone, all of us.
Mm-hmm.
I think
we both originally. Well, so I'd love to know who you were.
Oh, yeah. You and Chippy.
Me and Chippy. We flew. No, I think we all brought great characters. It was wonderful to hear Rowan sing. And
yes, it's always good to hear you sing.
Sorry.
For three people who came to the table with nothing to... I think we actually came up with one of the best episodes.
We came up with a premise and we ran with it, and then we ran out of
steam.
And that is what Australia Day is. No, I'm just kidding. I'm anti. I love all people.
The right thing.
I love the right thing.
Yeah. I love the right thing.
I just want everyone to be happy. Mm. And
I
think the best thing I can do is just take my voice away from everything, which is what I'm trying to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sit down and listen.
I'm listening and I'm yearning.
Does anyone have anything they would like to promote?
I'd like to promote an upcoming fart I have in my belly.
Okay, and how long have you been working on this for?
Oh, God. Feels like a really long time.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what do you hope to...
Hopefully it's going to be greenlit for a shit.
I hope it's, it's well received.
Yeah.
If the pilot goes well, get into a couple seasons.
Yeah.
That's exciting. How about
I'd like to watch that.
Dixie, do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Yeah. Having Yamcha with the in-laws on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, come on down.
Who's invited? Is the invite only to the in-laws, or is it everyone who listens to this show?
Yeah, everyone's welcome.
Okay, great.
It's at 10:30. I'm not going to say where. It's a secret show.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah. But me, my wife, and her parents.
That's very exciting.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Come on down. It'll be great. I'll probably do the ordering. And I might play some pranks. Chicken feet for you, Kev? No?
That sort of stuff's really funny.
Yeah.
That sort of stuff crushes in-laws.
I'll get four Ching Taos, and then what do you guys want?
Yeah, I love that one. That one's always good. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. Should we runner?
Yeah, yeah. I always pull out the runner. Another good one you can do is when you get the check is do a really big double take.
I do that every time.
I go, what?
This one's on you, Ross. Dad.
What about you, Kim?
I have a real one to promote if you don't mind.
Sure.
I'm doing one show of my show Electric Dreams in Melbourne on the 15th of March. It's one time only offer, and that's probably
You'll
the last time I'll
see
do
it again
it.
Live.
It's in Melbourne on the 15th of March. It's a weird time. It's at 4:30. I've never done an afternoon show.
Okay.
But I'm curious about it. I think it'll be a bit of fun.
Is it like before the tennis?
It's must be.
What the fuck's going on there?
It's like in a big room, and I think it's the only time they could get it in or whatever.
It'll be great.
Anyway, so come along if you'd like to, if you're in Melbourne. If you saw the show and want to see it again, come again. If you missed it last time, this will be the last time you get a chance to see it. So
get your tickets.
And I'll put the link in the show notes and all that shit. I'd also like to plug Becky's Fart. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah. Plug it.
Yeah,
plug it.
Yeah, please.
Let's see if we can't, get it turned into a burp.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Plug the ass, turn it into a burp. Yep.
And that's it, I reckon.
All right, thanks for listening, guys. See you next week.
Bye.